Welcome to Gator Bites, the official business podcast of the Maryland Davies College of Business. I am your host, Miguel Gomez, and before we begin, great news. We are now officially on all your favorite streaming platforms. This includes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio Podcasts. So just search Gator Bites and hit that notification bell and subscribe to us to get your daily mix of Gator Bites. With us today, we have Jesus Jimenez, president of the Financial Management Association, and Kimberly Castillo, president of the Association of Latino Professionals for America. Welcome to the program, y'all.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'd love to begin to just ask you, tell us about yourself. What is your major, and what motivates you to get up every morning and get involved on campus?
Yeah, of course. My name is Kimberly Castillo. I am the current president of Alpha UHD, mm-hmm. and I'm doing my MBA in finance. To answer your question, what gets me up in the morning? Honestly, to ensure that what I know, the knowledge that I know in regards to personal and professional development gets passed to my members. I have a group, I have a team of 13 directors and committee members, and we ensure every time we do an event, we pass forward the opportunities, the knowledge, the skills to our students. So I would say Alpha truly represents that, and that's what gets me up every morning.
That's incredible. And what about you, Jesus?
My name is Jesus Jimenez. I'm current president of the Financial Management Association. I currently am finishing up my bachelor's degree in finance.
Congratulations. Thank you.
I graduate this upcoming May. Mm-hmm. Now, to your question, what gets me up every morning is to show up not only for myself or for my family, but also show up for these students. We know what it's like to be that freshman in sophomore shoes. We know we want to be guided to how's my resume looking like? How do I dress when it comes to career fair and all those events? I want to make sure to, like, I'm here for you and to tell you it's okay, let me guide you. I might not be the expert on it, but I can guide you to the right person or let you know, hey, you're doing a good job. So that's what really motivates me to get up every morning.
That's incredible. You essentially show up for one another, and it doesn't matter where you start. Eventually, anyone can be molded into that professional and have the ability to stand out among the crowd. You know, you build up these members in your student organizations. Tell us about your student orgs. What are some of the things that y'all do throughout the year, and what is y'all's mission?
So for FMA, mm-hmm. to keep it short, we empower business literacy, mm-hmm. Not only just in finance, but we accept all majors, mm-hmm. so that every person can be educated within the finance field. Some of the events that we do is we do financial literacy events. We do events with the Security Exchange Commissions in Washington, D.C. We do office visits with some of the corporate offices that we collaborate with. Mm-hmm. And we also collaborate with the business organizations here at UHD.
Wow, that's wonderful. I think that whenever I walk past the student org room, I see always all the student orgs just mingling and having a good time in that room and collaborating with one another. It's both light, but at the same time, you both work amongst each other and you help each other out. So, you know, speaking to that effect, Alpha, tell me what is Alpha's mission and some of the events.
Of course. Well, Alpha's mission is to empower, connect, and equip our students within the Alpha Network. Our Alpha Network is ginormous. 9 times out of 10, you will find somebody involved with Alpha. And not only that, we ensure that the students are getting the personal and professional guidance that they need to succeed in their career. Mm-hmm. To talk about a little bit about our events, we are known to have back-to-back-to-back events. Mm-hmm. And we basically are the bridge between Fortune 500s and UHD. And we bring companies like Wells Fargo, you know, the Big Four, middle markets. We focus in different sectors because mm-hmm. we want to bring that opportunity to the students. We want students to know what companies are out there, what opportunities are out there. We have personal development, professional development, career readiness. And yeah, we ensure they are well equipped for when they are doing interviews or looking for internships and even full times.
I love that you mentioned that they have to be well equipped whenever they go out into the field. So Let's talk about some of the gaps that you see right now with the skills that your members have and where eventually we want to shape them to. So how do you close the gap with the skills that you provide through the workshops for your students?
One of the gaps that I've seen between at least my members, just to give you a little context, our organization is not only a student base, is regional base. So we have an Alpha Houston and we have a national organization. So we're not, UHD is one of like hundreds of university chapters. And we've been through, we've been to different conferences and we have had different collaborations with other chapters. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've noticed is the soft skills for our students. Mm-hmm. I would say that's one of the main, I don't want to say problems, but some things that we need to work on. And how do we tackle those? You know, so that's always a question that my team and I are always questioning when it comes to, creating these events. Every time there's an event, we have to make sure somehow, some way, the development of soft skills are involved. Mm-hmm. So we recently just had, to give you an example, a LinkedIn workshop. Mm-hmm. We prepared different stations where they can not only know how to connect with the professionals, but how to build their own profile within LinkedIn and just to stand out within, you know, within other students from different universities. So the thought of soft skills, it's always there. I would say, and to close that gap is, you know, we need to start students from the very beginning, from the time that they come into the university as a freshman or sophomore. Because, if you know, you still have a chance when you're a junior or senior, but it starts getting, like, smaller and smaller every time. So tackling it from very early on in your university, in your college career, mm-hmm. That would help us, you know, start closing that gap.
Wow. And what about you, Jesus? What does that picture look like for financial students?
Right. It tackles up a little bit what Kimberly said. But one thing, like I mentioned before, we accept all majors, not just finance students. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that you're able to ask questions. I know a lot of students are very shy to stand up and say their first name and last name. And that's a bit, you know, I want you to prepare yourself. Like, it's okay to ask the simplest questions, even questions that you can find online on the company's website. Still ask it, because these companies and recruiters and employers want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the simplest questions, still ask them. That's one thing I really emphasize to all my students, to come prepared with like at least 5 to 6 questions. It shows not only they'll remember you, but it just shows how confident you can be just by those little steps.
Right. And they've take those steps so that they can build those soft skills. And right. Once they're in the room, now it's just a question of networking and mm-hmm. building those connections. So tell me, from both of y'all's perspective, why is networking so important? And how do you prepare your members?
Wow. It's really important. Because it just shows who you are. I wouldn't say like a fake person, but it just prepares you, professionally. It really does. I know Kimberly has helped me so much within that path. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of goes back on just being confident and asking those little questions. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I would say so. And what about you, Kimberly?
I would say that the power of networking is truly very important within your career. Networking is the resource, the tool, let me say tool, that you use to connect with, you know, professionals from different industries. You build those connections. You don't know when those connections are going to be useful in the future for whenever you have a question or whenever, you know, you're looking for a job. So I would say the way we prepare our students is by creating workshops where they're able to practice their elevator pitch, for example. Mm-hmm. Their elevator pitch, not only that, at the end they have opportunity to network with the professionals and get feedbacks on what should they improve on, what should they avoid saying. I would say networking was the tool that got me where I am today, which is you know, with great mentors, with a good job opportunity, with being a leader in the organization, and just being able to help students. Because I network with the students, and I try to connect with them so they can, you know, eventually have that strong skill set.
I am so glad that you mentioned elevator pitches. I want to throw a curveball at y'all. Y'all set the challenge, y'all, before we came to this meeting today. So I want to put y'all on the spot. Give me your elevator pitch. Introduce yourself.
Great. Okay. My name is Jesus Jimenez. I'm the current president here at the University of Houston downtown. I'm the president of the Financial Management Association, and I'm currently pursuing my bachelor's degree. And within that, I'm pursuing something within the Certified Fraud Examinee certification.
I'm looking for a fraud specialist. Let's talk.
Thank you.
Kimberly?
Love it. My name is Kimberly Castillo. I'm currently pursuing an MBA in finance. Mm-hmm. I'm currently seeking a role in the finance industry, particularly in the risk advisory sector, where I can utilize my 6 years of customer service experience, problem solving, and project management experience.
That's incredible. I need someone who knows how to do risk and has customer service. Let's talk.
Of course.
Honestly, y'all nailed it. And, you know, it's always about practice. And
Definitely.
And we aren't, like I said before, we're not experts, but
not
we
perfect.
Try. Yeah, no. We learn from one another. That's one thing that I always emphasize that here at UHD. We don't compete with one another. Mm-hmm. We collaborate and help one another to work that corporate ladder.
Right. So y'all have both been exposed to corporate environments. I know that your organizations have trips to offices of some of the prospective companies that are hopefully going to hire our students after they graduate. What are some of the industry trends that you see within finance and within the general business world?
I would say within the finance field, the jobs that the companies are usually seeking are the advisory sector.
Mm-hmm.
The advisory sector, the risk advisory, that's one of the top trends that I've seen in the market. However, it is very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Usually big companies, either big four or middle market, are always seeking accounting degrees, tax or audit, just because there is a shortage. So accountants have more of an advantage because they're needed everywhere. Right? And so within people in finance,
mm-hmm.
Finance myself, what I've been noticing is, yes, there is jobs out there, but the recruiting season for them are usually in the fall. During spring, that's when you start seeing like a minimize of job opportunities for the finance students. But if you think about it, it is okay because you have more of an opportunity to prepare yourself for the fall. And usually the career fairs, at least our national conventions that happen literally around the state, are ready to recruit. And so I think that would be a trend that I've noticed within the finance and accounting field.
Wow. You plant the seeds in the spring and you harvest in the fall.
Of course.
Yeah.
What about you, Jesus?
I'm pretty much Kimberly. You answered it all. That was pretty much it. As a finance major myself, both of us, you've been a great guidance on that. I currently just finished up my program with PwC, Paragon One, as a consultant for a nonprofit. And within that, I noticed that it was a lot of soft skills that they were looking for. And as we mentioned before, soft skills are super, super crucial within that. Any business field you're going into, not just finance or accounting. But that pretty much answers your question within Kimberly.
Wow, congratulations on wrapping up that internship.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you. And we love to hear that you build those relationships and building on soft skills. That's such an important thing, especially when we talk about community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your student orgs are sources of community here at the College of Business. Let's talk about what community means, especially for students who might be first time in college, first generation, or maybe non-traditional. You know, what does being part of a student org mean for community?
At least for me, community means supporting one another.
Mm-hmm.
We here are a community.
Mm.
Just like I help Jesus helps me with when times of struggle when I don't know anything. And I'm going to give you the simplest example. When we have a freshman,
mm-hmm.
that is interested in joining an organization at such early stage, our community, our Alpha community, definitely takes advantage of the student wanting to learn more. Why? Because we show him from the beginning to end how to prepare himself, how to dress, how to speak, how to talk to professionals, how to connect on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. That's what community means to me. Just like my Alpha community helped me throughout my college career and even my graduate career, it has definitely shaped me into the person I am today. So to me, community definitely represents a strong, it's a strong asset, honestly. It's a strong thing to have and make sure that the people that are in that community continue, you know, helping and giving back and coming back to the school to, you know, help the next generation. So wow. That's what community means to me.
Yeah.
Just a little bit add back what Kimberly said. Like I mentioned before, here at UHC, we're all a community. Whether you are a business major, science major, psychology major, whatever major you are, we don't compete here. It would be a bit different if it was like a bigger school. Yes, you know, you're competing for that specific role you apply for. But here, to give you an example, Kimberly applied to a risk and advisory position, and that I've been applying. She can guide me into those specific steps. This is how the interview is like. This is what you should say. This is how you should dress. This is what your resume should look like. So we don't compete here. We help one another. That's what my community is like. I, as a first-gen Latino, seeing first-gen Latinos and Latinas coming together, it's just such a beautiful thing to just see. Wake up in the morning early to go to events at 6, 7 a.m., carpooling together, making sure everybody eats, drinks water, takes breaks. Like that's my type of community. Like we are here for one another and not compete.
Sounds like y'all have each other's back.
Yes. We do.
No, and it sounds like y'all are about just pushing each other to be a better versions of yourselves every day. And I feel like that also translates to how you approach your members. You know, let's talk about unleashing potential. How do you unleash your members' potential, and what are some things that, you know, you would have to say to help someone who wants to start their journey and right. they want to start getting better?
That resonates with me quite a lot, actually. A few years ago, I did not know what I wanted to do, like, within my career. I didn't even know if I had these skills to even be qualified. But it generally only takes one person to tell you, like, what are you doing? You can do it. It's time to step on the other side of that door. And one of my dear mentors told me that. He gave me that push that I needed. And students, like, you know, students that are just coming into the university and are first gen and have never been in an environment just like a university, they're going to need that. You know, they're going to need that. At some point, they're going to need that reminder of you can do it. It doesn't matter if, you know, you don't know, if you don't have enough skills, you can do it. All it takes is to, you know, invest a little in yourself, put some time apart to actually learn what you want to do. And when my mentor told me that, it's like something sparked inside of me because he believed in me, you know. And that gave me the strength to continue and pushing and learning and actually putting into, you know, action what I've learned. And so I hope that answered your question. Remind me what the question was.
You hit the nail on the head. And Jesus, you let the tiger out of the cage.
Right.
Let's unleash that potential.
So Kimberly nailed it on point. Kimberly, for me, she's my mentor. Not only my friend, but she's my mentor. She, like she mentioned, you know, it's that it takes that one person to, like, hey, sit down. Let's see what you're like. Let's see what you're looking for within your field. And we actually got in touch with our emotions to dig deep in there, find out, like, what's going on. Let's see what we break down everything. Okay, this is what you're really good at. She brought that spark out. And in a way, I learned so much from her. So all those skills that I'm learning from her, I make sure I emphasize it strongly with my members on that. Like I mentioned before, I need you to have these, any simple questions. Okay, let's break those down. Let's see what, is this actually question that, don't ask this. Okay, now let me see your resume. Like I mentioned before, I'm not an expert, but I've seen several resumes and I've had guidance within my own resume to help my finance students within that field. And I make sure, hey, let me know, you know, present yourself to me. You know, just the way that we're presenting ourselves to you, present yourself the same way to me. Tell me your first and last name. And if you're a member with Alpha, FMA, if you're a member with both of us, because that's happens quite often. Mm-hmm. Like myself, I'm both with Alpha and FMA. But I, you know, I make sure they look, they sound confident, not just only with me, but I make sure to like, they present themselves with the students themselves with other works too.
That's incredible. And you talk about student, and you know, we're both students of the classroom, mm-hmm. but also students of life. And I think we're heading into our last question. Okay. You know, I want to take you back to the very beginning. If you had to look back to where you started in your college journey, what advice would you tell yourself now, knowing what you know, and what wisdom do you want to pass on to the next generation of students?
Wow, that's a really good question. When I transferred here at UHC back in 2020, that was right when the pandemic hit. Mm. I was lost. I was shy. I was such an just in my shell, go to class and go back home. Mm-hmm. But I really looked up to one of my former presidents. Funny story, he had the same last name as me. So he was like, oh, like let's get together. Like he was very strongly emphasizing me mm-hmm. to like join. And that's when I met Kimberly too. And, you know, little by little, I was coming out of my shell. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I emphasize is be your true self. No matter if you're Latino, if you're part of the gay community, if you are a first gen, show your true colors and nobody here won't judge you because everybody's in that same exact, you know, shoes. Like, what am I doing? I'm lost. You're lost too. Okay, we'll help each other to not be lost. That's my guidance.
We'll walk a mile in each other's shoes.
Right.
Yeah. And Kim, take us back to the very beginning. You're fresh-faced and doughy-eyed. You're starting your journey at the Maryland Davies College of Business.
Oh, my.
What would you tell yourself?
This is actually one of my favorite questions because I tend to go back in time then and there. Mm-hmm. And if I were to tell my younger self when I started, I would say... be uncomfortable with the uncomfortable. Mm. What does that mean? Ask questions. Don't stay quiet because you're shy. And it goes back to what Jesus was saying. One of the things that truly started helping me with the further I got into my career is I got out of my shelf and I started asking questions. Mm-hmm. I love to talk. I'm a talker. Mm-hmm. But deep inside, I'm very shy. And that was me at the beginning. And like I said, you just needed that one person to believe in you and get you outside of your out of your comfort zone. And I would say one of the second things I would tell myself is one of my favorite quotes, know enough to be dangerous. Enough to be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Fill yourself with knowledge. Do your research. I would say start doing your research very early, and that's going to be probably the number one advice I would have given myself. Start you doing your research. Time does not stop. Let me tell you that. Time does not. And, you know, you're just getting closer and closer to the finish line within school, and then once you're out, well, what did I do? And so it's better to start early. Get yourself involved within organizations. Make friends. You never know who those friends are going to know and who they're going to connect you with. Mm-hmm. I connected with Jesus. Turns out we didn't go to the same school, but our schools were probably like 5 minutes away from each other.
Wow. So that's why we carpool a lot.
So that's what I would tell my younger self. Mm. Don't be scared. Get out of your comfort zone. Do your research and you'll see how amazing of a person you are.
And I think just to add a little bit within that, main reason why we both became part of an organization was, you know, just like UHC has dedicated to determine downtown, we wanted to leave a legacy to UHC. That's one thing. Yes, be that presidential role, but be that, like, legacy. Like, man, I want to be like her and him. Like, I want to be as confident. You know, we're not deep down, you know, we're shy still when we're talking to a crowd of people. But right. We, you know, take a deep breath and then start. Just start. Go at it. And, you know, we have a great support system with that.
It just to add one last thing to what you said, I think when we do that, one of the best feelings is to hear that one of our members
right.
says, hey, I got an opportunity with, you know, Wells Fargo, with Weaver, with, you know, these big companies.
It's amazing.
Thanks to the workshop that you did. Thanks to the companies that your team brought to the school. To me, that's a rewarding feeling.
Yeah.
To me, that is like I'm doing what I believe in, and I'm putting it into place, and I'm planting the seed for the next person to take that opportunity.
So. It turns that spark on. Mm-hmm. It really does. Like, they come up to you and they're like, thanks to you. Thanks to for you to, like, helping me get into, like, going to those office tours. They saw me. They saw who I was, and I showed my resume to them. I presented myself to them, and I'm like, that makes me so happy. Like, that's the reason why I wake up every morning, because they just, like, they saw me. And I'm like, I'm glad. They have this smile in their face, and that makes them a reason to wake up early in the mornings to come to school and show up for themselves. That it's amazing feeling. It's great.
That's amazing. And I'm just left speechless at the end of this conversation. This has been such a great conversation. All I can say is, you talk about legacy building, and it starts with just the action of believing in someone. Mm-hmm. And that power of hope spreads through time, and it helps open doors. And hopefully it'll get that opportunity for the next student or that next individual who's looking for their shot to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Not even for students. Like, I have a smaller brother, you know. I went through the struggles, and now I can show him that.
Yeah.
When I was coming to the university, I didn't have that. You know, even to fill out the FAFSA applications, the college applications, I would go to, and this is a little personal, I would go to, you know, our neighbor's stores with my mom, and we would ask for help. You know, we don't know how to do this. Yes, we would get no's and mostly no's, but that did not stop us, you know. And so now that I know the struggles and went through the challenges, I'm able to teach my younger sibling to definitely take a different path for his future.
For me, just to add a little bit back on that, I have sisters. I'm the only male, and it's just a beautiful thing seeing they put that path towards us. My parents didn't go to college, but they did. My sisters actually graduated from UHC here with a criminal justice degree. But it's nice to see if a woman can do it, if they can do it, I can do it too as a male. You know, there's this perspective as a male, go to work, go to work, go to work. But, you know, who's going to guide me to that specific role? And I'm super blessed to have my sisters guided me through that, because they're first gens. And they came from Mexico, and they were like, hey, they sat us down. They were the ones that helped me fill out the FAFSA and guided me to even go pursue my master's degree too, because they did this exact same thing. Well, it's got a little bit emotional, but I just have so much love for them. They were amazing guidance. And it goes back just to give back not only to our members, but to our families. They look up to us, and I want to be that example as a male brother, uncle, son. I want to be that great example for my family.
Be the change that you want to see in the world.
Right.
Wonderful.
Love that.
Noel, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been Gator Bites, the official business podcast of the Maryland Davies College of Business. We've been sitting down with FMA President Jesus Jimenez and Alpha President Kimberly Castillo. How do they join y'all before we leave?
Go to our website, alphauhd.com, where you can find us on Instagram, UHD_alpha.
Wonderful.
Same thing. Go to our website, fma.uhd.edu, or our Instagram, fmauhd, and you'll find our upcoming events that we have and registration.
Wonderful. This has been Gator Bites, the official business podcast of the Maryland Davis College of Business. We want to ask you to follow us at UHDCOB on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And we want to remind you to take a bite out of business, and we'll see you later, Gators.